This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's top news, and we begin on the domestic side, as both Republicans and Democrats are offering reactions to some of the initial recommendations coming from the Bipartisan Debt Commission, headed by former White House Chief of Staff Erskine Bowles and former Senator Alan Simpson. Bowles, of course, served in the Clinton administration, and Simpson was a Republican senator during the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. The commission has come up with a number of recommendations, including quite a few spending cuts, as well as a number of tax policy changes. First of all, on the tax front, they would advocate pushing another 15 cents per gallon on the federal gas tax. Also, they would do away with mortgage tax deductions on homes that cost more than $500,000. On the spending front, they would also try to look at Social Security, saying they want to increase the age for Social Security eligibility by just 2 years by the year 2050 and another 2 years potentially by the year 2070. Also on the spending front, they're looking at slicing out about $100 billion in defense spending. Many Democrats say that this is a non-starter. They say it hurts working families. Republicans say there's some ideas they like, some they don't, and they're waiting for the full recommendations of the commission. The commission chairman, Erskine Bowles, says that everything pretty much needs to be on the table because we are in a very serious debt problem.
The path we're on today is not sustainable, and I don't know a soul on this commission or anywhere else in the Congress that believes it is. The arithmetic is compelling. This debt is like a cancer that will truly destroy this country from within if we don't fix it.
As mentioned before, a mixed reaction going from the pleasantly surprised to the absolutely outraged, and most of that outrage is actually coming from the Democratic side of the aisle. President Obama, half a world away on his Asian trip, says nobody should denounce these ideas just yet until all the facts are on the table and the full report is actually voted upon in the commission.
Before anybody starts shooting down proposals, I think we need to listen. We need to gather up all the facts. I set up this commission precisely because I'm prepared to make some tough decisions. I can't make them alone. I'm going to need Congress to work with me.
Also today, Veterans Day 2010 observed across the country, and most significantly at Arlington National Cemetery here just outside the nation's capital. President Obama, as mentioned, is abroad, so Vice President Joe Biden made remarks today before those gathered at the amphitheater near the Tomb of the Unknowns. The Vice President noted how when he was here earlier in the year, Memorial Day was a rather warm day. He says that's nothing compared to the heat faced by our veterans in combat.
The heat we endured in May was nothing compared to the heat our veterans endured in World War II, battling across sun-baked coral islands in the Pacific, and in some cases going for days without water. Nothing compared to the generation of Americans who waded through the rice paddies of the Mekong Delta in Vietnam.
President Obama did observe Veterans Day by visiting with U.S. troops stationed in South Korea, where the president currently is, as a result of his participation in the G20 summit. John McCain, the 2008 presidential nominee for the Republicans and recently reelected Arizona senator, top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, spent the day with America's heroes in Afghanistan.
It's an honor for all of us to spend this Veterans Day in Afghanistan among what I believe to be the greatest generation of men and women serving in our military. Today, we honor you.
The big domestic issue, of course, related to the military in recent months has been whether or not to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Courts have done it, and the Obama administration is temporarily fighting that order in court, although the president does want to repeal it in due time. Earlier today, retired U.S. Army General Barry McCaffrey was asked about it and gave a rather interesting answer, saying that he wants to see Congress deal with this repeal very quickly because he says the more people talk about it, the more opposition grows to it.
The more this is studied and debated, the bigger the wall of opposition becomes. This will not be a problem to the U.S. Armed Forces. The Congress needs to change the law.
That's a look at Thursday's headlines. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.